If something is not a hell yeah, then it is a no. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Wire Podcast, episode 380. My name's Lee Martinuzzi, the host of this show, the Hidden Wire Guy, here to inspire you to live your life with greater passion and purpose. And to do that, I really believe we need to connect within. We need to really discover our why, what's truly important to us, and then use that to take more purposeful action towards living a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. That's what I believe it's all about. That's the journey that I'm taking myself. And in doing that, I want to share with you what I'm learning. I want to share with you what I'm discovering and express what I'm really thinking so that you can take away what you can to help you on that path, help you on your journey to living life with greater happiness. That's what it's all about, guys, is happiness, deep, deep happiness. I believe we can all achieve it. So keep working on it. Self-mastery today, guys, is on a topic. My solo rant is on a topic that I'm very passionate about, and that is about the power of saying no. It's easy to say yes to everything all the time. Yes, yes, yes. And we have become very good at saying yes. External demands, internal demands. Yes, yes, yes. But what it stops us from doing is being really effective at just one thing, you know, being really effective at one skill, perhaps. If you look at skill sets, for example, if you say yes to trying to learn many, many skills all at once, it's going to take you many, many years. There's a rule that says, you know, it takes 10,000 hours to become expert at one particular skill. So if you're trying to do many skills all at once, that's going to take you many, many thousands of hours. Now, what happens if you said no to all those other skills and just focused on one? You'll become quickly the expert at that skill. And that relates to life as well. If you want to, you know, develop and go on the journey of self-mastery, then you have to learn how to say no so you can really focus on saying yes to that one thing. Learn how to say no to many things so you can say yes to that one thing. So if you're waking up daily, and I'll talk about this in the podcast, but I'll go on this rant anyway. If you're waking up daily, just say yes to one thing and say no to everything else. And when that thing's done, then you can say whatever you want. But just say yes to just one thing. And then do that one thing. Once that's done, you know, do whatever else you want. But until that's done, say no to everything else. Learn how to say no. You know, for living the life that you truly wish for, say yes to whatever it is that really matters for you right now that's going to take you most effectively towards that spot that you want to be. And say no to everything else. And, you know, these might be short-term, these might be longer-term priorities. But for whatever the case is, we have to become effective at saying no, because if we say yes to everything, we're going to be less effective, and that's going to impact on our journey to self-mastery. So that's what this episode is about, guys, is really about the power of saying no. There is a great book by James Altucher. I have reviewed it on this. Oh, actually, I haven't reviewed it on this podcast. I've actually reviewed it as a book review up at thehiddenwhy.com. So you can check that out. I'll stick it in the show notes at episode 360. His book is called The Power of No, because one little word can bring health, abundance, and happiness. I read it some time ago. I haven't reread my book review for some time, so hopefully it still resonates and still shares a good message. But it is a great book by James Altucher. I love the dude, very vulnerable, very open, and shares a lot of great value to me as well. So I thought I'd give him and his book a quick plug, considering I'm using that as the title for this show. So anyway, guys, that's it from me. Enjoy this solo rant. Make sure you connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, at thehiddenwhy.com. Leave your comments in the comments field. Share it with your network. Subscribe to The Hidden Why Podcast. Subscribe to thehiddenwhy.com. And I will connect with you soon. I love to hear from you guys, so feel free to reach out and connect in any way that you feel most appropriate. Guys, we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the power of no, effectiveness and self-mastery. G'day, gang. Welcome to the Hidden Why Podcast. Great to have you here with me today for my solo rant. I hope you're having a fantastic day, whatever you're doing, whether it's the morning, you're just getting started, getting some pumped up value into your day, or whether you're finishing the day. I hope I can leave you with something that you can take away, that you can sleep on, that you can meditate on, so you can get some value into your life, so you can continue on that journey of self-mastery to improve and live the life that you truly desire. That's what it's all about for me. And to do that, I keep reading, I keep learning, I keep listening, I keep looking for other opinions, I keep challenging my own opinions, my own thoughts, and I keep trying to challenge how I view the world, my perspectives, my behaviors, my opinions, what I say, and what I do. So guys, I hope I can encourage you to do the same, because it's really helping me to live with greater passion and purpose. It's really helping me to live with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. So that's what I want from you guys as well. I want you guys to live that life and live that life that you truly wish for, because life is you know, too short if we're not living it as we wish, but it can be long and beautiful. I really believe that. And that's when it, you know, is your journey, when you are your own guide, when you are living your own journey as you truly wish to. Today's thought, guys, is on the power of no. The power of no. You've probably heard about this word no before, guys, and look, it's one of those words, you know. It's got some positive and negative connotations to it. I want to really look at the power of no and how saying no can really help us in our effectiveness and also help us in the journey, on the journey to self-mastery. Guys, if anything resonates with you in what I say today, I just want to encourage you to reach out to me. You can do that in a number of ways. Number one is to go to thehiddenwired.com and go to the show notes, episode 360, and leave your comments in the fields there. You can do that for all the episodes that you may listen into and tune into. You can also reach me at my email. So my email is available at thehiddenwhy.com, but it is thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. Easy to remember, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. So just reach out to me. Send your emails if you've got some negative feedback or some thoughts that are in agreements or disagreement with what I've said here. Let me know what you think, guys. I love hearing from you guys. I love connecting with you guys. So certainly take that opportunity and let's connect. Let's connect online. You can also connect with me at Facebook and Twitter as well if you wish. I'm not always on Twitter, but I do check it from time to time. Facebook is probably my preferred social media platform there, but email, you'll always get me. So guys, let's start with the power of no. Really what I want to talk about is the practice of the power of no and what that means. Well, the practice really of saying no is about effective resource utilization. So it is said that a lot of the successful people are very proficient at saying no. It is not a matter really of just saying no to the external demands and requests either. It's a matter of really becoming becoming powerful at saying no to the internal demands and requests, you know, because it's both the external demands and the internal demands that put strains on our resources. And I really feel it's probably easier to learn and improve the practice of saying no to those external demands, but it's much, much more difficult to say no to those internal demands, those internal requests, that inner voice that comes from a place within that sometimes, despite our will, despite our deeper wishes, we have no control over, and we just bow and listen to that deeper voice. So really, the practice of no, the power of no, matters to both of those, the external demands and the internal demands. In this episode, that's what I wish to discuss, and really my thoughts on the power of no, what I do to say no, how I have improved in this area, because it's really hard to say no. It really is hard to say no, both to those external demands and even more so to those internal requests that are coming from that little voice inside. So I want to share with you how I go about saying no and how it can benefit us in, you know, better utilization of our resources. And when I'm talking about resources, I'm talking about really the key resources. You know, money is obviously a resource that we're all concerned about, and certainly saying no can help you better, you know, utilize your money and better, you know, spend your money on things that are going to be more conducive to the life that you wish to live rather than wasting it on rubbish. But you can also say no to other things too, like how you're going to use your time. Time is a resource that you'll never get more of. So it's much more powerful and important to be able to say no to, you know, time demands. But what about your energy as well? Where are you spending energy and how can you best use that energy? And thoughts as well, you know, what are the demands? What can we say no to as regards to our thoughts that we're having? So this is looking sort of more internally now to the requests from inside us that come out that we often don't say no to or don't have the courage to say no to. And we just accept and oblige and carry forth with those demands. But if we really want to reach self-mastery, that's about being effective with saying no. And effectiveness, I've just written a book called Delegate to Freedom. It's about hiring virtual assistants. So it's a little bit off topic, but really, I talk about effectiveness in that book, and I believe that, you know, if you want to be, you know, if you want to have the success in life that you desire, if you want to achieve what you really wish to achieve in life, and that, you know, whatever that means to you, if you want to achieve that, you need to be effective in how you use your resources. You need to be effective in how you use your time, because if you're not, you're just going to be chewing up your time. And I just am writing a book now, and I just read over, I'm doing some editing. I read over a point that I've brought up here at the podcast before, and it's just really a simple way to put things into context about the effective use of our resources, and that is watching TV. You know, if you get on to watching TV, the average person is said to watch 5 hours of TV a day. Now, over the course of a year, that's 75 days in total. Now, that's a big chunk of your year. I can't even do the maths right now, but that's 7,550. That's almost a quarter of a year gone in watching TV. Now you think about that. Is that really effective use of your time? Now, look, there's some benefits, obviously, that can come from watching TV. It can be relaxing, entertaining, educational, insightful, informative, etc., etc. But there's a lot of garbage. And if you're wasting, I shouldn't say that so assumatively, but if you're spending a lot of time watching TV, then I can only assume that it's wasted and that you could be better doing other things with that time, that resource. And that's what about saying no is all about. It's really about understanding, well, how could I better use these resources to live towards the life I really wish for? Now, if you're familiar with the show, and I'm just pouring a cup of tea here, guys, if you're familiar with the show, you'd know I'm all about, you know, discovering your why. It's really connecting within and knowing what your why is. And your why is really what's important to you. Quick sip of tea. Your why is really what's important to you. So you need to connect with that why, because once you know what's important to you, you're going to be better off at saying no to those things that aren't important to you. And that's what it's all about when it comes to resource utilization. So if you're really looking to buy a new pair of skates, I'm actually looking to buy a pair of rollerblades at the moment because I just bought my daughter a pair for her birthday and I'd like to go rollerblading with her. So just as an example, if you're looking to buy a new pair of skates and you need to save some money for it, well, that's important to you. That's part of your why at the moment, you know, and your why evolves obviously and changes, and certainly buying a pair of rollerblades is a short-term sort of priority for you, and you have long-term priorities as well. But let's look at the short-term priorities right now. If you have a short-term priority of buying some rollerblades, well, what do you need to do? You need to save some money. So next time you go to the shops, you fill up, you know, at the gas stand or the service station, and you go into the shops to pay, and you see that nice, attractive, you know, chocolate stand or chocolate, you know, bars next to the register, or you walk by the big fridge that are chock-a-blocks full of all these colourful, shiny bottles that are just screaming out to you to have some because you know the sugar hit will give you some pleasure. You might just be inclined to say no because you go, hey, well, my priority right now is to save for those skates. And if I can resist buying that chocolate bar, if I can save that $3 or the $5 or whatever it is, and put that towards these rollerblades, then I'm going to get there quicker and that priority is going to be achieved. And that's what's important to me right now. That sugar fix is not that important to me. You know, spending money on that drink is not important to me. Carry some water in the car and you can overcome that obstacle as well. But just by being aware of what's important to you right now, short-term priorities, long-term priorities, you can then learn to say no. Now, it's not always that easy because, you know, it's certainly one of those things that if you're in a habit of walking past that fridge every time you fill up, grabbing a bottle and just paying for it, you know, you have to really click yourself into that moment, do a little twirl and a spin and say, hey, I'm just about to buy that bottle that I always do. And rather than just automatically do it, like brushing your teeth at the end of the day, remind yourself that it's not a behavior that's essential right now. And just in that moment, even if you can't resist the urge to buy that, just in that little moment of awareness, that will help. Because next time, it'll become a little bit more paramount. You'll be a little bit more aware. And it'll get to the point where you suddenly go, you know what, I'm not going to do it today because I really want to buy that pair of roller skates. Now, I'm using a very basic example here, but you can look at any priorities in your life as far as what's important to you. And you can, just by creating that little moment of awareness, begin to build up the courage to say no and say no more often. It's okay to say no. You know, and that's really to the internal requests I'm talking about there as regards to our priorities. But let's look at it from an external perspective. You know, if you've, someone comes up to you and you're really trying to save for a pair of skates, so you say, well, I'm just going to do a little bit extra work this weekend. I'm going to work Saturday and make an extra $5 to help, you know, make an extra $5 to help pay or save for these rollerblades. Now, if someone comes up to you with a great opportunity, your friend says, hey, man, I've got this great opportunity. There's a party tonight. There's going to be girls there. It's going to be a real hoot. You know, come on down. You might be very tempted to do that. Now, it's hard to say no to a mate. You know, you're a wingman. You've been buddies for ages. You've always supported each other. But if you really are committed to buying those skates, then you're going to need that moment again just to say, hang on a second. Yes, the party sounds good. I love going to a good party, but geez, you know, is that really what's important to me now, right now? Now, what you do there in that moment, again, is you just create that attention. You create that curiosity about what that's all about. And you have to create that power to say no to that external demand. And that is really simply by just saying, no, this is not really important to me. My true priority right now is to save for those skates. So that's what it's all about, connecting with your why, you know, really understanding what's your priorities in life, what's important in your life,
And then with that, in those moments when you're about to do something or say something or even think something, you might just create that enough attention to question whether you want to just say yes to it automatically or whether you can actually say no to it. And by saying no, will you benefit out of it? I think that's really what it comes down to when you're, you know, really looking to utilize the power of no to live the life that you truly desire. So guys, I've just gone on a big rant about priorities. You know, look at your priorities. What is priority number one in your day today? You know, every day that I go to bed, I think about what am I doing tomorrow? What are the most important things that I want to get done tomorrow? And I can give you that every day of what I really want to get done. And at the moment, I'm editing this book. So, you know, I want to get this 2 hours of editing done every day. That's a minimum. You know, I want to get more, and I sometimes beat myself up that I'm not getting more done. But if I just say I can get 2 hours done on top of everything else, that's a fair chunk of my time. And I look forward to the time when I'm finally finished this editing and have this book published. I'm sure there'll be more priorities by then, but you know, I just wonder how much more free my time would be without that. But I know, being a busy personality, I'd always keep myself occupied doing something. But it's just interesting how that 2 hours really matters. But because that is my priority right now, because 2 hours of editing every day is essential to getting this project complete, I have to learn to say no to other things. So when I see this request, this opportunity that comes by, and I am an opportunist, I look for opportunities all the time and I just go, oh geez, that smells inviting. And it's easy to be pulled that way. But you have to learn to say no to these things when something more important matters to you. Now, if it doesn't really matter to you, you'll easily say yes and you'll be attracted towards those opportunities. We are evolved this way, guys. It's in our DNA to go after opportunities. We are always seeking continual pleasures. So it's easy to go after those pleasures, never ending. But when you really connect with something that's important to you, for me, this book is really important to me. It's about my journey over the last several years. It's about what I've learned in personal development, and I really want to share it. I'm spending a bit of time on it. I'm spending a bit of extra time on it. When I do beat myself up and that inner voice says, hey, Dick, come on, you got to get more done, I just go, well, hang on, I really want to make it the best quality work that I can right now. So I'm happy to spend that little bit extra time on it. But it's really important to me. And so because it's so important to me, I find it easier. I find greater motivation to say no to other things. And that's to internal requests as well. When I say, okay, I'd really like to lie down and go to sleep now. And I just had that thought earlier this morning, because I've got a little bit of the flu, or past the flu now, but anyway, I'm not quite 100%. And, you know, I'm just a bit lethargic, a bit tired. And I was just tempted to say no, but I know I've got to get these couple of things done. They're really important to me. Sleep will come. I'll be able to sleep again soon. But if I get these big tasks out of the way, I'll feel great. I feel like I achieved something. And that is what's important to me today. So to do that, to allow myself to be able to do that, I've had to learn how to effectively say no to a lot of demands. I'm still not perfect at this. I still say yes to a lot of things, but I am so, so much stronger than I was several years ago. Absolutely. And it's just become with practice. And really, it's come with really knowing what's important to me. And that's why I'm so passionate about this topic, the why, you know, the hidden why. What's important to you? Really connecting with that. And for me, it's become easier and easier for me to say no, because the more I've connected with my why, the more I develop and define what's important to me in my life, the more I connect with what's important, what are my priorities, the more I just have that drive to stick with them. And that, therefore, the easier it is for me to say no. At the start, when my why wasn't really that clear, when I really didn't know what was that important to me, I was jumping around from place to place, doing things that weren't really conducive. And it was really hard to get on track. But once you get on track, once you really connect with something that's important, once you sort of know what really matters, you can start saying no. And it is hard to say no, you know, to a friend request, to, hey, let's connect, let's have a chat. You know, it's hard to say no to those things. It's hard to say no to those behaviors, those habits that we've created over a lifetime, you know, especially the addictive behaviors. I'm a smoker, you know, and I've given up recently. And I know how hard it is to do that. And it's hard to say no to not having that cigarette. And well, actually, it was easier than I thought it was to give up. And it's all thanks to one book. If you guys are a smoker out there, email me. I'll give you the rundown on what to do, because I think it's really, this was just a powerful read. Anyway, that's on side topic. But it's hard to say no. And it was hard to say no to that. For many years, I tried to give up. And it was hard to say no. And I keep putting them in my mouth almost unconsciously. A lot of the times unconsciously. But, you know, once I started to create that awareness about what was important to me, what was really important, health is critical. I believe that a lot of my last few years has been about directing myself towards, you know, creating a lifestyle with greater health. Because I just realized that my physical and mental health, if it's not in check, if it's not good, everything else is bad. And the more I've gone on this journey of self-improvement, the more I've realized that that's what's been important for me over the last few years. And nothing else has been able to come about without first having that focus of health. And I've gone through, you know, this personal transformation in some bad health, you know, in some using some bad behaviors and some bad things that I just, you know, was struggling to say no to. But over time, just having that information, having that knowledge of what's good, what's important, what's my priorities, it's been just about creating that little bit of awareness before I do some things that aren't conducive to my path forward. It's just built and built and grown until I can say no more easily to those things as well. And now, again, it's just amazing. It really is. It's liberating, absolutely liberating. And I'm going to write a post on, you know, giving up your addictions later on. And look, tobacco is one of the biggest addictions around in the world. And to give up that addiction where you don't feel so reliant on it, it's just absolutely liberating. So I'll talk about that more in another episode down the track at some point. But guys, really, saying no is about creating that effectiveness. So if you want to be more effective in your day, you need to know what's important to you. You need to know what your priorities are. And then you just need to cut the things off that aren't. So if something pops up in your day, for example, this is what I do. If something pops up, or an external request, I have to really go, well, is this going to benefit the journey and what's important to me right now? Or is this going to actually take me away from doing that? If it's going to take me away from it, I just have to say no. If it's going to help me on the journey, if it's an opportunity that's truly going to enrich my life in some way, then I'll have to say yes. But for most part, it is just a no. You also have to set yourself up for it. You have to plan and prepare to allow yourself to say no easier. And for example, emails. And this is just to put it in context a little bit, but emails, you know, most of us are in the practice of checking emails consistently. We have our notifications on our desktop, on our computers, on our phones, just pop up and say, hey, you've got a new email. And then we jump on that, we check that, and suddenly we're off track again. It's about saying no to those things. But what I've found the easiest way is just to remove the phone from eyesight when you're working on that priority project. Just remove it out of sight, you know, turn the notifications off. And just check emails once a day. You know, I'm still guilty at times from jumping in there when I shouldn't. But I'm getting better and better at saying no to those things. So now I really check my emails once a day. And I don't literally check it at 5 o'clock every day. I check it when the window says that this is a good window to check it in. So if I've got a half an hour window and I know that's all I need to check emails and respond to emails, that's what I do. If there's some there that are, you know, requests from external sources that really have no importance to me, I quickly flick through them and I get the gist of them quickly and say, okay, well, that doesn't need to be responded to now. And that goes in the back pile. For anything that's really important for me to respond to, that matters to what's important to me right now, I'll respond to. For most of it's not. So I can sort of just read through, get the gist of it, take away the important ones, respond to those quickly, and then leave the ones for later. And now I leave those until the end of the week where I've got a bit more time up my sleeve until the things that are important to me are out of the way. And then I say, okay, well, I've got that time now. Now I'll attend to those other emails that I've had come through and respond to them. So that's just, again, another way to really build up the practice of saying no is to be just better prepared and better planned. Excuse me. So really, you know, you can do that the night before. As I said, I go to sleep and I sort of shut my eyes and go, well, this is what I want to do tomorrow. This is the main goals, the main focuses, you know, 2 hours editing. I want to do a podcast. I want to write an article. I want to, you know, make 5 connections, whatever it might be for you, you know, just understanding those priorities and then going into the day just with that awareness. Yes, there will be demands that come into your life from time to time that you just can't avoid. Like perhaps your child's been sick at school and the teacher's called you to come pick her up. Yes, that happens to me sometimes. And, you know, that affects your plans. But for those external demands that aren't absolutely necessary for you to pursue, put them aside. Put them aside. They'll be there when you get back. They're not going to run away. They're not going to change your life dramatically. And the more you understand that that's the case of reality, that, you know, all these things that aren't really that important in life, the more you can actually just focus on what you really wanted to focus on. And the more you can enjoy the journey. Self-mastery, self-improvement is all about being in control of the self. And really, if you want to be in control of the self, you have to learn how to say no to those internal demands that aren't conducive to the path forward, that aren't conducive to the life you want to live. Now, it's hard at first, but again, going back to what I started from, you just have to build up the practice. It's all about repetition. As Arnold Schwarzenegger says, reps, reps, reps. You know, the more you do of it, the more practice you put into it, the better you become. You know, it's easy to
It's easy to say no today and then say yes tomorrow. But look, if you keep saying yes, you'll just fall back into the trap of saying yes all the time. So if you slip and you say yes to a thing that you didn't want to say to it, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up. But next time, just create that awareness again and say, is this really something I want to say yes to? Or is it really something that I want to say no to? What will benefit me more greatly in the journey of my life? That's really what I want to share to you today, guys. The power of no, effectiveness and self-mastery. I hope there's some value in there. I hope I've given you some, perhaps some practical tips as well, so you can take away and incorporate into your life. But certainly what it comes down to is really saying what's important in your life, both today, both in the moment, both over the next month, both in the next year, in your life in total. What's really important and what's going to benefit you more greatly? If it's not going to benefit you greatly, say no. Whether it's an external request or demand or an internal one, say no. Learn the power of no. And as you practice saying no, you know, you might feel like an ass sometimes. But look, the greatest people that I see out there doing great things, they're just good at saying no. They know what they want to focus on. They can say yes to a lot of things, of course, but they say no to a lot of things as well. I think no is absolutely powerful. I think it can be, you know, it's one of those words that we hear as a kid growing up many, many times from our parents. And I'm very conscious not to say no too often to my kids, because I believe it can really condition our kids in unworthy ways. It can take them away from their true inner self of what they're worthy to be. And if we keep saying no to them, restricting them, then that might be discouraging them to live a life that's not true to themselves. And so I'm aware of that. I've got two girls. So, you know, as a father, we say no to girls because we're very protective. We don't want them to hurt themselves. I'm grateful that I've got a wife that's a bit more lenient and open to the kids, you know, trying more things and risky activities, as I'd consider risky. She probably wouldn't. But, you know, I'm open to them trying those things. And I think that's beneficial for their development rather than saying no. But, you know, it's a word that we hear so often growing up. It's a wonder we find it so hard to say no later on in life. And I think it's because we just become disillusioned to what's really important. We become disillusioned to thinking that this is necessary. And this, if we don't do it, will be the end of our life, will be the end of our happiness, will be the end of our relationship, will be the end of our ability to earn money, will be the end of our ability to buy those new skates. It's not actually saying no. Not saying no will be the end of that. We have to learn how to say no, and we'll get more from it. There'll be more of an abundance in our lives from the power of no. So that's my thoughts there, guys. As I said at the start, I would love to hear from you. I know there's a lot more to this topic than probably what I've mentioned today, but I'm aware that I don't really want to go over the 20-minute mark with these solo rants, and I've already done that with this episode. So, guys, that's it from me. Connect with me online. Let me know what you think, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, your opinions. I would love to hear from you. TheHiddenWhyGuy@gmail.com. Excuse me. TheHiddenWhyGuy@gmail.com. Connect with me there. And until next time, you know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. We will see you soon. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, thoughts, or feedback for the show as well. I would love to hear from you. Guys, this show is sponsored by MotionWrapped.com. If you have a brand, a business, product, event, or creative independent work that you want to promote, but you have a tight budget to do it, then MotionWrapped.com might be your solution. MotionWrapped specializes in video and motion graphics, graphic design, social marketing for independent creatives and entrepreneurs. They can cover all your product or brand's foundational needs, whether it be a logo design, a complete brand identity, the promotion of a product or event, images and videos for social media, or promotional assets via print and video. And best of all, they strategically tailor the development process to suit your budget and to suit your needs. Just because something is cheap and simple doesn't mean it still can't have great effect. And that's certainly the work that MotionWrapped does. If you'd like more information on developing an effective promotional marketing strategy for your startup or independent creative work, visit www.motionwrapped.com and discuss what can be done. That's www.motionwrapped.com. We are also sponsored by Global Office Assistance, a great outsourcing solution. So if you're, again, an entrepreneur, a creative, independent, looking to free up some of your time and outsource or delegate out a lot of those admin tasks, those systems and processes you have in place that just chew up a lot of your time that you don't necessarily need to be doing, virtual assistants are a great way to do that. I've just written a book about this as well called Delegate to Freedom. So if you're interested, I'm happy to send you a copy for free. Just email me at thehiddenwhiteguy@gmail.com. But more importantly, if you're interested or have thought about hiring someone to help you in your business, virtual assistants are a very affordable way to do that. Our team is based in the Philippines, so you can get a great assistant for a very affordable price, and their work quality is just as good as anyone else that you could otherwise hire. So check it out, globaloffice.assistance.com. That's globaloffice.assistance.com. You can set up a time to consult with them and they can discuss your needs further and see if it's a fit for you. Guys, that's it from me here at The Hidden Why. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your week. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. We'll see you soon.